Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, this song works for this week. It does. It works for the WIP right now. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, in for Hugh today. Elliot Shore Parks. Coming up at noon, we're going to check in with Hugh with his adventure to Buc-ee's in the middle of the night last night. We got an Andrew Painter watch. Later in the show, Elliot's going to try to convince me Ace Bailey's the guy for the Sixers.
Got to do it.
I remain...
Ace the pick.
I like that, but I don't love the player. Well, he played at Rutgers. All right, we'll get to that.
He played at Rutgers.
I mean, Rutgers.
You know what? I'll say, do you guys have like a Kung Fu... Wow, this Kung, is very...
Wow, you're very Hugh today. Wow.
Kung Fu Hugh, yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of Hughes, as you know, around here. All right, we'll get to the Hugh stuff, but speaking of Kung Fu fighting, and back to your phone calls, and we got to get a second clue for Elliot's clues, but we got to start here. So yesterday, I was very happy to hear something that happened on WIP, because it was a whole day of really... It was sad. I mean, Jack, you know, said he had an arm injury and he wouldn't do the pitching thing, basically giving DeCamera a free win in their competition. Well, I think everyone reacting to it got to Jack. This happened yesterday on the afternoon show as Jack Fritz responded to the criticism, and it sounded like he changed his mind.
Yeah, so, all right. This has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike. I've been lashing out in the meetings. Frankly, I've been down. My name has been drugged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household, you know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like, I don't
That's
care.
That's my guy!
I don't care anymore. And guess what? First pitch, up and in. Like, I don't... Like, I'm going to stuff this little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself. Yes. He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yes.
He's
bad hair.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamera, which is saying a lot.
That's okay. You're on the road.
Like, all I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care.
I thought that was awesome yesterday.
I'll rip it off the bone.
Yep. And I thought it was important that he did that. Because Jack was going down meekly, and we were all reacting to it. DeCamera was basically taking a victory lap before the competition even started. Jack needed to do that. Plus, I said to Jack yesterday, you could throw, just lob it over the plate, and DeCamera's going to swing and miss.
It was very disappointing for Jack to drop out.
Yes.
You know, like, I was texting him saying, this can't possibly be true. Especially when the whole, like, if he dropped out of golf or something, whatever. But he's a baseball, or used to be, a baseball player.
Yes.
So for him to drop out was very disappointing. I think there's a lot of takeaways from this. You know, we do like a post-game show.
Yeah.
I think Joe's in Jack's head.
Well, I think
there's
that's,
no question.
That's obvious.
Joe is in Jack's
We've reached
head.
That point.
That doesn't happen yesterday like if that, Joe is not in Jack's
head.
That's
agree.
A win for Joe to get Jack back on the mound.
But he almost had the win by default. Like, if Jack had bowed out of baseball...
Well, no, they were going to do something with baseball. He just wasn't going to pitch.
Okay.
So, now, as someone that's gone against Jack as a pitcher...
Yeah, you can speak
to
this.
It's not that tough. So, like, I hit the ball out of the outfield on him. So...
What do you mean, out of the infield?
Yeah, out of the infield, yeah.
Not out of the outfield would be a home run.
Locked into a home run.
Yeah. Give me a few more swings. Who knows? But no, I mean, I think this is a win for Joe.
That you could say. I'm glad Jack did that because Jack was really trending towards a bad spot.
And I'm proud of him.
I'm proud too.
Yeah, proud of him.
I mean, he stood up and acted like he had some guts to him yesterday,
yes.
Which I think a lot of people were questioning, and that's probably part of why he said it was
leader of a household,
yeah,
as he said.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, most trusted Phillies person. Well, you know, I don't know about all that, but I'm proud of Jack for standing up yesterday. I'm glad he's going to throw to him. I think Joe has no shot to hit the ball off of Jack.
I disagree.
Oh no.
To hit it.
Well, to get a hit. What is the...
I don't know how they're doing it, but...
I would think he'd... I think I heard it described, right? Joe has to get on base like 4 out of 10 times.
Oh, at least no shot he does that.
Yeah, whatever. I think Jack should win this going away. And I just know this. After all this is played out and we're waiting for this thing to actually start, I'm rooting without question for Jack.
I'm rooting for Jack, too.
I mean, I think it's... I mean, how do you root for DeCameron?
Well, it's tough for you to root against Jack. It is your former...
Yeah.
You know, former showmate.
Well, I would it be good for the station if DeCameron wins?
A year of DeCamera kind of peacocking
it
around.
Absolutely would
yeah,
be
good.
Yeah,
but DeCameron would peacock around all over the place.
The better content might be Jack just being unable to accept that
there's,
he lost.
There's no question Jack losing is better for the station.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, but who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for DeCameron.
You can't root for DeCameron.
I have to root for DeCameron.
No, you rooting for DeCameron. No, I know look, Elliot always roots for the hammer.
Well, hammer, I got to root in
no,
the beat
to
hammer.
No, you do not have to root for the hammer.
Why? It's impressive.
All he faces is tomato cans.
Well, I wouldn't call it callers that, but that's, you know,
No, hold on. There is a
not the callers. There's the people who call the contest line to try and win a prize.
The callers are wonderful. The contestants are tomato cans.
So
and they know it.
If he only won like 6 or 7 out of 10, then whatever, but... I think it's harder than you think.
You know
what he does.
You know what the mistake Joe makes is he still awards the prize even when he beats somebody.
Yeah,
if they're gracious, don't like people think that they can just get in.
Well, you can hear it with the
get
the
an
answers
over.
Yeah,
and they still might win the prize. Like you know, a little better competition, I think on Beat the Hammer.
Yeah, I wish we did have that.
I'm a guy that roots for the underdog.
Yeah.
From here.
The camera's the underdog.
Rocky. The camera, of course, is the underdog.
Yeah, but the underdog is poking the favorite. I mean, that's kind of different than normal.
But that's what's making it fun.
It is fun.
One thing I hadn't considered with this is the mental aspect of it.
Well, that's where...
Physically, I think Jack is a far superior athlete to Joe.
The first thing that came to my mind was the mental.
Yeah, I think if Joe wins, Jack folds. Like, that's how it happens. Joe's not going to outperform him in basketball and golf. So, or baseball.
I think what was also interesting about this is they are golf and baseball are pretty mental sports. Like basketball,
yes.
Running, not so much,
yes,
right? Like
yes.
That's just physical talent there, I think. But golf and baseball do require, I think, like some mental toughness.
Especially the golf.
And I think Joe, like, because Jack's way better at golf than Joe is.
Yeah, from what we hear.
It's like a 25, you know, stroke difference or whatever.
Enormous.
Yeah,
it's a lot of strokes.
Yeah, it's a lot of strokes. So, but... No, if Joe wins the first one, things could get very interesting.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. I believe Jack's going to win. I'm rooting for Jack to win. Do I have a twinge of worry about the mental stuff? Yeah, I do.
More than a twinge.
Yeah, a twinge. I mean, it's in the back of my head.
While that was awesome what Jack did, can see right through it.
It's kind of a win for Joe.
It was a huge win for Joe.
To get Jack back so quickly. Like to dictate what Jack does based off what Joe is saying.
Yeah. Jack didn't have enough conviction to stick by what he said for 24 hours.
Well, the reaction got to him.
Yeah,
he said it.
That's right.
How sore could his arm be from throwing a football?
I mean, come on.
Well, that's what I said. Before they went on the air yesterday, I said, what are you, headed to Tommy John? I don't think he appreciated that. But like, I don't know what's going on with his arm.
Jack's what, 31? His arm shouldn't be tearing off the bone throwing a football.
I agree. So maybe he's not in as good of shape as we think.
That's what I'm.
But come on, it's the camera.
I know.
But here's a question:
the camera tore his groin for years running to first base in fantasy camp.
But ignorance is bliss. Like the camera thinks he can do this.
Yeah. There is also a shot. While you guys say Jack might fold, he might. Joe might fold over, like roll over and just keel over.
There's
in
a good
the
chance
of
both
the,
of them do.
That well, they don't get through it.
The other part to this is I do think that there was a little bit of like a tortoise in the hare situation, right? Where I think Jack knew he was going to win and like there was no. I wonder a little bit if like now Joe has made Jack pay more attention to this.
Oh, he's
like,
awoke a sleeping
giant
a little
like
bit.
I think prior to this, Jack would have just kind of coasted in and won. And then maybe at that point, it's too late if like Joe gets him.
Yeah.
I think Jack is fully locked into beating Joe.
So the, like, so the underdog's poking a little too
much. Exactly,
yeah. But this could be like a Drago situation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where Drago's throwing a bunch of body blows, and he's like, this man is made of iron.
Yeah.
Like, well, nothing's phasing this guy.
Don't forget, though, in Rocky IV... Apollo died.
Killed Apollo.
I just want to make sure we all get
through
this.
So Joe's either Apollo or Rocky.
So if Jack starts to pitch, if Jack starts to pitch and his arm is hurt and he stops, like, what's the verdict there?
Joe wins.
Joe wins?
Okay. I would think if he can't get through the competition.
I would think so too, right?
Jack's arm tears off the bone. The camera wins.
Can you imagine Jack walking around in a sling in the office?
especially
is there a waiver? Does Audis have to pay for surgery?
Sure, after all this, he'd say he'd tear the bicep off. I'm sure there is a waiver.
We've seen what happened to Angelo.
Tore both hamstrings.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What was this again? He like raced or something. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you tear both hamstrings?
And it was right away, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so, like, I mean, Jack's the one talking about how decrepit the camera is and that he can't walk. Like, if Jack's the one that falls apart, it's a colossal L for Jack.
It is. But I liked what I heard yesterday. All right, we need to know who you're on the record, who you're officially rooting for, DeCamera or Fritz. I'm rooting Fritz. Elliot, you're rooting
Fritz.
And we know Kyle's rooting for Joe DeCamera. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. But first, Ellie, why don't you give everyone a second clue? So we have a great prize giveaway today. We have a pair of tickets to a championship season, a musical put together by the Man, NFL Films, and the Eagles, July 24th at the Man in Philadelphia, hosted by Merrill Reese. Giving those away today. We're playing Elliot's clues. How about clue number two?
All right, so remember, clue number one was a song that's famous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was number one.
Okay.
Number two. It came out before I was born.
All right, song you don't and never heard. It is famous and it came out before you were born.
Yeah, and that should lower it. That should shrink it because most good music came out more recent years.
Oh, you're an ageist when it comes to music.
Yeah. So
okay,
song came out before I was born.
So like, have you actively avoided this song or you never sought it out? Because it is famous. The song
it's
that we're
a very
looking
famous
for.
Song. Yeah, I just never heard it.
It's wild that this is a fact. I don't even
have interest to hear it.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I think by the end of the show, we're going to play it later on.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I guess I'm excited to hear what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, I think the audience needs to hear it.
I'm just curious if when you hear it, you recognize it. That's what
I honestly don't think I will.
Okay. How do you know you haven't?
Because I just don't think I have.
Maybe you have and don't even know. Bruce in D.C. is up. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing? And of course, I'm the first selectee after the second clue has been released.
So. You are, Bruce. Bruce, are you eating lunch?
Yeah, well, yeah, you caught me.
What do you got? What do you have today, Sam? What do you have? A sandwich?
Bruce's glutes? Like late breakfast. Is this some plain old raisin bran?
Just a little.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, honey, you got the milk in there. Or eating it dry.
I'm sorry to hear that.
let me ask you guys this: is the first meal you eat of the day always breakfast
or brunch?
I think it's always breakfast. Like if I have a hoagie at 12, I think that's breakfast.
That's not breakfast.
And your first meal of the day is breakfast.
No, you could say it's brunch or lunch, but it's not. It's breakfast. A hoagie's not breakfast.
It's your first meal you ate.
What if you work overnights? Yeah. What if you wake
up? That's dinner.
Like what if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon? You slept all morning. It's not breakfast anymore.
4 o'clock gets a little interesting.
Okay, so the time is more important than the food for you.
Yeah, the food is irrelevant. It's more about. It's your first meal.
Yeah. All right. So Bruce is having. So did we establish you have some sort of milk or like
well,
in there?
We're having cereal, which is a breakfast food.
Yeah. I gotta have. And so I got this thing about milk and cereal. So I have to put a glass of milk in the freezer and let it ice over just a little bit, so it's ice cold, and then I throw it in the cereal.
You know? So what do you, are you a whole milk half skim plant based milk? What do you go with, Bruce?
No, I'm definitely not plant-based.
Like, almond? Like nice almond milk?
You like almond or oat better?
I do oat.
I mix the two.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah, oat milk.
I do it for smoothies because the oat milk is too thick for the smoothie.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, you don't want that. Go ahead, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so I guess, so we were talking about, the fields. I know you kind of
lead off hitter. Yeah, we want Stott out, and I'm moving Trey up to one. You know, Harper 2, Schwarber 3. Elliot over here wants to put Schwarber in leadoff.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I think Trey has clearly demonstrated that he can take over the leadoff spot, the leadoff spot, and then drop Stott down to 4 or 5. I'm not sure how that, and hopefully that'll fix some of their problems because
we might have to move Stott down to 7 or 8 or 9.
It'd be funny if Stott ended up protecting Bryce.
just jumble them all up.
Yeah,
because it just sucks. I mean, you know, the most frustrating thing. I mean, now again, I hate the way they lost that game last night. I mean, but see, the real problem with the Phils. Let me say just on the positive side, they cut down on their strikeouts and
for sure,
and they're becoming more disciplined at the plate.
Yep.
But the Phils are at the bottom of the league in runners in scoring positions. They absolutely suck in situational batting, and they have given away a number of games where they've had opportunities to generate runs, and they're simply not doing it. I don't know why. If it's a psychological thing, we've seen it. It's just happened too many times this year, and that's the part that they really need to fix aside from the defense and maybe some bullpen issues. But they really need to fix that part if we're going to do anything.
Well, especially, you know, without a good bullpen, because every little run matters, right? Like if we could take a 1-run lead and make it a 3-run lead, that gives us a way better chance to win because the bullpen, you know, we know Bruce is not very good. All right, Bruce, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Elliott's clues?
Okay, so I'm glad he said it was before I was born because I was going to go old school anyway. And the first song that popped in my mind was Play That Funky Music, Whiteboard by KC and the Sunshine Band.
No, I know Elliot knows that
I've
one.
I've heard that.
Yeah, Elliot knows
Although,
that one. Bruce, we appreciate it.
I would say Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Better than that?
Yeah.
By The Offspring? I mean, they're very different songs.
And that was also after you were born.
Correct.
Yes.
But it's not a winning answer. I'm saying I like the song.
Yeah, they are different songs, though.
They are, correct. Yeah.
One's more of like a wedding song, and one...
They're both about white people.
Both have white people in the title. That's really what...
Did you hear the other day Hugh's slip when he was trying to remember the name of the Reed Blankenship Cooper DeGene pod?
No, I didn't.
So it's their new podcast is called Exciting Mics, right?
Yeah.
He called... Casual Whites.
Which is a laundry setting.
I like the to think of them brainstorming of what to call the pod. It's like, it's casual.
Yeah, we're just casual whites. No big deal.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
So I think something interesting has happened with this Phillies team. I don't know how often we see this happen with people in Philly. I think in 2022 and for most of 2023, they were viewed as an extremely clutch team.
Yes.
Like people trusted them in big spots. And the reason I say this because it stuck out to me that you know, the last caller pointed out they're bad in situational hitting. And it's just, you don't often see someone that's like labeled clutch change.
Flip.
I feel like it's harder to get to being labeled clutch. And then once you get it, you're good. I'm a little surprised how many people have bailed on the Phillies as like a team they trust when for almost 2 years, they were easily the most clutch team in the city. At least that's how they were perceived.
Yeah. Well, it is an interesting flip. I think the more we watch, watch them fail in October, we forget that the good ones. We forget the good moments of 2022, early 2023, because now what sticks with us more is the collapse against the Diamondbacks and then last year against the Mets. It feels like the further we get removed from that World Series, the further people believe that's who they are.
Well, and look, they might not go back to a World Series. Like, that's probably the most likely to happen. They won't go back. But I'm a firm believer of, like, if I've seen you do it before, I'm not going to rule you out doing it. And I think too many fans are just ruling out that they could go on a run and the bats get hot. Like, we've literally seen them do it.
How much of the DNA has changed, though? Like, I think we forget how big of a
no
part
Hoskins. But
Hoskins was a, like, in that series against the Padres, the NLCS, he's the biggest reason that Harper was set up to get that moment, because he had two home runs in game four. Like, they've missed him in October.
They've missed him, but I think that when this run was happening where we all believed in him, Bryce was the one that got all the credit.
Yeah, it was. He
right?
Was.
So I think it would be hypocritical when they're winning to be like, oh, this is Bryce. And now when they're losing, say, well, they miss Hoskins.
You know what I think it is? I think it's simple as this, because Bryce is still here. Schwarber's still here. I think deep down, people don't trust that Trey's going to get a big hit in a big moment. I don't.
I think that's probably it, because I think Castellanos has had enough where you can talk yourself into it.
I could see Castellanos doing it. I could see him striking out. But like he gets in zones where he gets red hot and he could do it. I think it comes down to, like, do people really believe game on the line, Trey Turner, October against the Dodgers, is hitting a big hit?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't either.
But I do actually, in a weird way, trust the other guys.
Like the Castellanos's?
Yeah.
Castellanos hit well last October. He was, like, one of the only ones that hit in that series. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, folks?
Hey, what up, Joe?
What's up, Elliot? Joe, I was about to agree with you with the main topic, but the former Beat the Hammer Winners Club would like to lodge a formal complaint with being called tomato cans.
Let me say.
Drew's far from a tomato can.
Referring to the losers that he beats up on, that's clearly not you.
Like, when every boxer that Mike Tyson took down in his prime was not a tomato can, but there were some tomato cans. I'm not saying you were a tomato can.
I got you. Yeah. I know. Yeah, you get in a. I'm not great with boxing references, but you get in a band.
Yeah, like I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure you've heard a few tomato cans hop on the last few months.
I have.
Well,
I
Drew, haven't you beaten him multiple times? Am I wrong about that?
I beat him once, and another. The first time we played, there was a lot of controversy where it ended up the timer, where it ended up basically being.
That doesn't sound like the camera at all.
So it sounds like you beat him twice, because I'm guessing it wasn't you putting up the fuss about the timer.
So I would just prepare Jack that he needs to be a strong negotiator, because if there's any type of thing in question, Joe's going to really push again.
Well, that's another point for the camera. I'm not sure how much Jack's going to fight for it.
Agreed. Mm. And Joe will stick to every little thing.
Every detail.
Absolutely. So I'll answer the main Phillies topic, and then I wanted to run a trade target by you, Joe, and get your thoughts there. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm putting Trey at leadoff for now, and that's not a guarantee of what I'm going to do in October. But my thing is, I just feel like Bryce has had such kind of like a weird, like topsy-turvy start to the season, where I just want him to see, you know, as many good pitches as possible for the time being. And I think the way to do that is Schwarber still protecting him. I just worry he's going to get frustrated if, you know, Boehm or Castellanos is hitting behind him and he's just not seeing anything. So I'm with you with Trey in the leadoff spot.
Agreed.
Now.
Yeah, I think it's two parts for me. Trey, I think, has done well enough that he could handle it, right? He's pretty much got on base one or two the whole season, which is good. It's been the most consistent he's been. The other part is real, because Drew, if I'm an opponent right now and Bryce is up and it's not Schwarber behind him, I'm not pitching a Bryce. Like, I just go ahead, Alec Boehm, you beat me. Castellanos, you beat me. I don't fear, especially if it's Boehm. I just don't fear those guys. And I think it'd be like October the last couple of years, Drew.
Exactly. We've seen it play out. And look, I think what I'm about to say could make our lives a lot easier. I heard you bring this name up a couple of weeks ago, Joe, but I forget where you landed. Where are you at on the Rafael Devers stuff? And let me just make my case real quick. I've been following this guy's career since he came up. I've had him on a fantasy team for, you know, 8-9 years. I'm super in. And I think the idea that, you know, this guy's like a malcontent has kind of gotten overplayed. He's a pretty happy-go-lucky guy. There's actually a corner of, like, you know, Red Sox Twitter that has a nickname for him, Raffy Big Scoops, because his favorite food is ice cream. So, like, I think
Doug Peterson vibes. Yes.
Exactly. Dombrowski, you know, was the GM when he first came up. I feel like that's your big swing at the trade deadline if you want to really go for it. I'm just curious where you're at there.
Drew, I'm in, and I'm going to give you a comp. And look, he's not quite as great as this guy was, but some of the themes around him, like, hey, he's kind of like a weird clubhouse guy, and he's aloof, and he's a bad defender. Drew, Manny Ramirez was all those things, but some guys just hit so well. And again, I know he's not quite as great as Manny, but some guys hit so well, you put up with everything else, and that's this guy. Like, I almost think he's underrated in the hitter he's been since he got to the major. He already has 212 home runs and like an 860 OPS. If you put him in the lineup, if they had a top four of some combination of Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Devers, like, I think that's as good as anyone in baseball's top four.
And look, I get that you want to be careful of who you bring in the clubhouse and culture and all that. But if this Phillies clubhouse, after this long together, can be truly changed or impacted by a player at the trade deadline, then they got bigger problems. Yeah. Like, they should have a strong enough culture, whatever that culture is, it should be strong enough at this point to acquire somebody that maybe is, you know, like a happy-go-lucky guy.
Sure, I'm with you. He's gotten MVP votes in five different seasons. He is a big hitter.
And for what it's worth, Kyle Schwarber knows him, too. They were teammates in 2021 for a little bit. So
he
you
is,
can ask him.
This is his
him.
Age 28 season.
So you're trading something of substance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be
what
real.
What would you be willing to give up?
I mean, they'd be in their rights to ask for an Aiden Miller. I don't want to trade Painter. But they'd be in their rights to ask for something huge for him. I mean, he's a big player.
Yeah, I do wonder if something creative, like, say, Boehm, Crawford, Abel, and maybe even you put in, like, Kirkering could get it done.
What about, Christopher Sanchez could be someone that they're interested in. We have a lot of pitching.
Then you got to re-sign Ranger.
Yeah. You get to get creative. But I think the idea is definitely worth, you know, thinking about here. Drew, what's your guess for Elliot's Clues? What's the song?
Yeah, I'm going with Carry On, Wayward Son by Kansas.
I don't even know what song that is.
Oh, jeez. This one, I'm
surprised,
like,
Drew didn't get this.
I when I heard it was Drew in Westchester, I was like, he might. Drew, good guess, not
it.
He
might have heard it on the pod, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good guess, but that's not it. I feel like you've heard some of these songs. Like, you've probably heard that song he just mentioned.
Is that like, you Carry On?
Yes, you know it.
I know that one.
All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all this? Schwarber to lead off, Trey Turner. Is it time to move Stott out? I believe it is. Elliot wants Schwarber back in the leadoff spot. CJGJ. Are the Eagles going to regret trading him? I believe they are. Elliot's Clues. We got another clue coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. And who are you rooting for, DeCam or Fritz? Plus, no Hugh today. Elliot is in. Speaking of him, I'm worried about him after something we saw this morning. We're going to check in with something we saw from Hugh Douglas overnight. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.